How you doing, Rex?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
When you look at the statistics, the Patriots' defense is, I think, 31st or 32nd now. On film, when you're checking it out, do they look like what the statistics show?
Well, I think that's kind of misleading because you get a big lead on people. You're willing to sacrifice yards and all that. They're about wins, and you know, right now they look pretty good to me. They force a lot of turnovers. You know, the young secondary's coming together a little bit. I think the kid from Rutgers is doing really a great job for them. You know, and they got Merriweather back there that, you know, has got a lot of range and instincts and everything else. I mean, they'll have a lot of good football players on their defense.
Rex, you were a team that earlier this year was actually able to force them to turn the ball over a few times. Since then, they've had pretty good luck protecting the football. What necessarily were you guys able to do that maybe some other teams weren't able to do?
Well, I think one of the times, you know, he was just taking a shot down the field, and Cromartie had great coverage on Moss. And quite honestly, I can't remember the other interception, but I know it's rare. You know, Brady, I think that was the first time in all the Jet games that the Jets have ever had two interceptions in a game against Brady. So, you know, we just do what we do. We play our style of football, and you know, we're a pretty decent, you know, group on defense. So, you know, we don't have to take a backseat to anybody's defense. We think we have the best defense in football through scheme, through the players that we have, more importantly. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Rex, when you watch film of this defense now, how different does this defense look compared to week two when you face this team?
I think there's probably better communication. They seem to be making a lot more plays, you know, in the back end in particular. They're, you know, like I said, that McCourty's made a lot of plays for them. And, you know, it's just a sound defense. You know, you got the big guys up front. Obviously, Vince Wilfork's doing a great job in there. And, you know, and Mayo's a good football player. They're doing a good job.
Hey, Rex, you mentioned McCourty a couple times. Did you guys consider him? I mean, was he a guy, if maybe he had still been available, you would have looked at in that spot a couple spots after the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us it was, you know, Kyle Wilson and McCourty. You know, we like both those guys. So if either one of them would have been there, we would have taken them. And obviously Kyle was there and McCourty wasn't, so we took Kyle.
So what if both were there?
I think we probably would have, you know, we really taken Kyle because I think his, we were looking for more a man cover skill type thing, but I can tell you this, we like both of them. They are both like, you know, we had several coaches wanted McCourty, some coaches wanted Kyle Wilson. I mean, it was that close, they were touching each other, so, but I think it was Kyle, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Rex, your team walked the tight wire there for three straight games, winning three games on your last possession. I mean, what does it say about the group of guys you got there?
Just a resilient group. We're finding ways to win games, and I think that's critical. I mean, it's the first team in NFL history to win back-to-back or two overtime games, back-to-back overtime games on the road. I think that's quite an accomplishment. It doesn't matter who you play. Every team's tough. As you know, Cleveland, the record's not good, but Cleveland's a tough football team. And then Detroit, you know, that was, you know, shoot, they're good. We just found a way, you know, ways to win, and I think that's what good teams do. They find ways to win, and when you have bad years, you find ways to lose. And I think that's really last year. We kind of did both. We started off finding ways to lose, and then we ended up finding ways to win. And I think right now we're finding ways to win, so we'll take it.
Rex, how much of it is the balance when you're playing Tom Brady in terms of the blitz? In the second half of the second game of the season, you seem to back off the blitz a little bit. Is that balance, how much to blitz, how much not, something you discuss a lot with your brother about how to play Brady?
Yeah, if that sounds good to you, then yeah, go with it. But really, for us, we just, you know, we play our style of football. Brady's a guy that if you just run standard coverages, he'll kill you. I mean, he can write up what he wants. If he wants 21 out of 22 completions or whatever it was, maybe 24 or 25 that he had in a playoff game against Jacksonville once, that was the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever seen. But it was, you know, we're not going to let him just sit back there and go through Pascal. You know, we're going to pressure him. We're going to mix our coverages, change our coverages, change our blitzes. Sometimes go blitz, all-out blitz, sometimes simulated pressure, sometimes three-man rush, sometimes four-man rush, you know, multiple coverages, and that's how you play Brady. You can't just let him sit back and know what you're in.
Going all the way back to Baltimore when you were really cementing your defensive reputation, was Brady kind of a measuring stick for you and how, you know, and how well you could contain him?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know about that. We never played him very often. I know we played him that one year when we won five games. That wasn't a good year, but that was the somebody called timeout. I don't know who it was on the sidelines, kind of messed that game up. But it was, you know, clearly you knew there's two quarterbacks in this league that, you know, when you look on a schedule, if you're a defense corner, you're like, oh, gosh, we got to play him. You know, Brady and Peyton Manning. Those are the two guys. You know, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league, but for my money, those are the two best guys. And you know, shoot, now in this division, you have to play them twice a year. But again, it's not that we're scared of them or something like that. We just look at it as an opportunity. You got to match yourself up against the best, and that's where I put Tom Brady.
Rex, I read an interview that you did where, correct me if I'm wrong, that said that you borrowed some things from Belichick's defense over the years in terms of taking things here and there. Is that true? And how often do you take from coaches and try to put it into your own system?
Well, I've you know, there's teams around this league that'll take like our third down package. They just do it. They don't give, you know, they don't give credit. They don't give whatever. But there's very few coaches that I steal from. But Bill Belichick's one of them. So creative, what he does coverage-wise, how he looks at things, puts traps out there. The guy's an amazing coach, you know. And like I say, the best coach in football, it's not even close. But that's a guy that I would, you know, I will study. And each week I'll just pop their tape on to see what he's doing because he is creative, he's smart, you know. But that's the two that I would look at would be, you know, obviously Belichick's number one, and then Pittsburgh I would look at some of their things. But those are the two guys that, you know, Dick LeBeau and Belichick. But more so Belichick than anybody.
Having said that, does it surprise you that he's done what he has with this defense, considering they're so young, that a lot of people said they're kind of a no-name defense? So does it surprise you at all that he's had the success that he's had?
No, I mean, nine wins is nine wins. You know, they've, you know, statistically, it's, you know, it's not very good, but I know they're, you know, playing much better than that. But, no, I mean, he's the top coach in football, and, you know, they have a lot of talent there. It's just young talent. And, you know, we're similar. We have a guy, you know, with Kyle Wilson's going to be a great football player, but right now, you know, you can't buy experience. And, you know, you just gotta. You have like some growing pains, but right now they're probably playing as well defensively as they have all season.
Rex, you mentioned pressuring Brady. Does it drive you crazy? It seems when you watch 43 teams that just don't pressure him at all, and it seems Brady has all the time. Does that just, like, if you're watching a game on TV, does that just make you almost want to throw something at the TV?
Yeah, pretty much. Because you just, you know, you can't just go in there and not do anything against them. And, you know, it's just, I know it's pick your poison. Yeah, is he going to burn you sometimes? You know, absolutely. But, I mean, you got to at least compete. You know, if you just sit back there, he's going to end up throwing for 350 yards, and he's going to do what he can, name his number. And that's, you know, of course, I always pull against New England. Yeah, I got great, you know, great deal of respect for him, but I understand that's the team we have to, you know, we have to beat to win our division. So, yeah, absolutely. I, I pull for everybody, and there's only one team besides us that has got it done, and that was my brother in Cleveland.
Rex, you used to pull for the Patriots, right, when your brother was here? Did that switch immediately when you got the job, or was it like a gradual kind of move toward rooting against them?
No, when I got the job, I obviously cheer against them, no question. Now, I respect them, but I absolutely cheer against them. When my brother was there, then that was my second favorite team in football. Obviously, the one I was with, and I always cheered for them. So, I'm a big fan of the guys that they had, you know, Tom Brady's, all those kind of guys, Vince Wilfork, absolutely. I did it. Was I a huge fan of Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, Richard Seymour, Asante Samuel, all those guys? Yeah, absolutely. I was a huge fan of those guys because they were, my brother was part of that team. So, that as soon as he went to Oakland, I became a huge Oakland Raider fan. When he went to Cleveland, I became a huge Cleveland Brown fan.
So how impressed were you with what Cleveland did against the Patriots, having watched that film?
I was very impressed. Really impressed with, that football team is a good team. I mean, they beat the defending Super Bowl champs at their place, and then they knocked off New England. So they're playing good football. But, yeah, absolutely, I was impressed with, all phases, how they played special teams, offense and defense that week.
Hey, Rex, who's Revis going to cover?
Anybody we put him out there on. So, we'll see. I have a feeling he's going to get an opportunity to cover a lot of different people.
Rex, is one of the challenges of facing this Patriots offense without Moss that it's less predictable what they're going to do because you've got the tight ends who are like receivers and you've got receivers and the horizontal passing game that almost can do everything that the other guys can do?
Yeah, it's, different, offense a little bit. Branch can, he can still go deep, but it's, it is a little different. He runs more, over routes and drive routes and all that stuff than Moss did, but Randy Moss is a game changer, in my opinion. So I'm happy Randy Moss is gone.
Thanks, Rex.
Thank you, Rex.
All right, guys. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.